Well, we'll finish with the drought. Now, Northland's drought crisis is getting worse, with the Regional Council on the verge of restricting water usage in 23 coastal communities. The aquifers in those areas are dangerously low, so low that people drawing water from them may start noticing it tastes salty. It can take months for a bore to recover once salt water gets into it. Colin Dowell is from the Northland Regional Council and joins us now. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Okay, so what is going on here? For a number of people who rely on bores, they are in trouble.
Potentially they are. So what we're doing is warning people that we're looking at issuing water shortage directions, which means that they'll be only allowed to take water for essentially essential needs of households. So we'll be banning things like washing cars, washing boats, watering gardens in those coastal settlements.
And I imagine in the winterless north, there'll be no filling up swimming pools.
Certainly, I hope so. That's another unnecessary water use at the moment. We are in a situation where it's potentially we're at risk at a number of our coastal communities, and we don't want to see them actually lose their water supply completely.
Will you enforce those sorts of rules so if people are using water when they shouldn't be, they can expect some compliance from authorities?
Yes, if we become aware of people who are not meeting the requirements of the water shortage direction, then we will be following up and investigating complaints and so forth. Because, yeah, it's important that everyone abides by the requirements.
Now, the salt seems a bit of a concern. So what's happening there, that they're getting so low, those bores, that, that salt water is coming in? At what point is that can be no longer usable?
Well, that's the thing. Is that the risk is that the groundwater tables continue to fall, and that's certainly what is likely to happen in the next couple of months. There is a risk that the salt water moves inland and starts to, if you like, contaminate bore water supplies, making them unsuitable for drinking. So at this stage, we're just trying to put on restrictions to, if you like, reduce the amount of water taken from the aquifers.
So why are the aquifers so low? Is this because of the long-term lack of rain?
Certainly, Northland has basically had 18 months or more of average or below average rainfall, and it just means that all our groundwater tables in the coastal areas are, you know, well below average.
And what about those who aren't accessing water from bores in terms of other tanks? And, well, I guess rainwater's not looking so good. What's the advice there?
Again, it's about water conservation. People need to conserve their water. If people start to run out of tank water, then...
Colin, I'm afraid we've run out of time. The program has come to an end, but thank you very much for that. Colin Dowell from the Northland Regional Council. I'm sure there'll be more on that to come.